Welcome to Sailor Society's Wellness at Sea podcast. In this series, we're going to explore what wellness is and look at some really simple and practical steps you can take to enjoy a positive sense of well-being while working at sea. This episode, we're speaking to psychologist and professional development trainer, Dr. Deepti Mankad, about seafarers' relationships with their families. Dr. Mankad regularly provides wellness training and counselling to seafarers. Hi Deepti, I believe you have a personal connection to seafarers, so you're perfect to be able to talk to us about this subject today.
Well, yes, I belong to a seafarer's family. My father has been a master mariner for over 40 years. And in fact, there are many more in my family, my cousins, my uncles, some from the engineering side, some from the deck side. So we have grown up in that environment where earlier the contract period used to be 11 months, 12 months. I still remember there have been times when I've seen my father just once in a year. So yes, of course, I have very high regards for seafarers. And that's why I feel deeply connected with seafarers. And somewhere I think I can strike a chord with all seafarers on the emotional front, that what they experience, what they feel, as I have felt the same. So I have seen both sides. I have sailed. I've got an opportunity to sail with my father. So life on board and life back home, it's quite a balance you need to strike in order to have a very satisfying life. But of course, all of this comes with a lot of sacrifices and a lot of challenges from the homemaker who's back home and from the father who's at sea trying to, you know, make a living.
Can you tell me how having a seafarer in your family, whether that's your mum or dad or your wife or your husband, affects relationships?
Seafarers is a profession which is not like, you know, a 9-to-5 job where, you know, you finish your job and you go back home. So you are on ship and, of course, for months, sometimes 6 months and sometimes longer. So definitely it takes a toll on relationships because somewhere the connectivity is not as good as it would be when you're on shore. So it does affect to a certain level. But times have changed. You have Wi-Fi connection now on board because of which you can communicate more openly. But definitely the physical distance is always there. And I think the current generation compared to the earlier one have a task in handling long distance relationships. And we have seen incidences where there have been fights, it's landed up in some of them in divorces. So definitely it has an impact.
Can you tell me what some of the common pitfalls seafarers can face in their family relationships?
So I think the biggest challenge is when the housemaker, that is the woman who stays back home. Now, if she's a working woman, for her to handle the child and the other responsibilities can have a toll on her. And sometimes she may feel totally frustrated when things go out of hand or she's not able to match up with the house chores as well as her own work and taking care of the child. And similarly, sometimes there could be incidences where possibly she would want the husband to be around, but because he's at sea, he's not able to be around. So there could be multiple reasons why it has an effect on the relationships. And that's the reason I always tell them that if you are going out at sea, you have to know how to handle a long distance relationship because it's not like any other profession. And another thing, of course, I always tell the companies that they must have joint workshops where they invite the wives, and if they have adult children, to come and attend these workshops and tell them about how life on board the ship is. Show them videos on what work they do, how they execute the work, and what can be the worst case scenario and the best case scenario when they are sailing. It's important that they understand what seafaring is all about. And it's very unfortunate that many times when I meet the families and all, they are actually not aware as to what intensity of work goes on board. So I think the best solution to this is to first educate them, make them aware of what seafaring is, and to also show them what kind of work goes on.
Can you give me some examples of seafarers that you've worked with who have been able to overcome these problems and how they've managed to do that?
So there's a lot of difference which I've seen in the earlier time when Dad used to sail, where there used to be only SATCOM for communication, the satellite phone, you know, and just 5 minutes a call a week because it was really expensive. But today, Wi-Fi has brought about a sea change in the way the profession is going now. So I think the advantage of having a Wi-Fi is that the people are now getting connected with a family every day, which they were not able to so many years back. So definitely there's a positive where you can see each other, you can video call, so you know what's happening back home. You can WhatsApp, you can use social media. So yes, definitely it has added to the welfare of seafarers in a positive way.
You know what it is to be the daughter of a seafarer and the sacrifices that your mother made as a homemaker while your father was at sea. Do you have any tips in that case that you can give to seafarers about keeping relationships healthy while they're away?
Well, when you talk about relationships, I think the only advice I can give them, because I've seen how my mother was when my father used to be away for a long time. So one is you have to have full trust and faith in each other. And most important, I think, is that you need to understand that both need to be supportive of each other and need to be a little more sensitive towards each other. There will be days when both of them will feel a little lonely or a little frustrated. But then you have to look at the brighter side to it. It's a very rewarding profession. And it's something a person chooses out of passion. And of course, the rewards which come with it. So one has to respect that. And of course, one has to also understand that when you call each other on board, try and share happy moments rather than stressful moments. Because the time you get to talk is also limited. The more happy moments you share on a call would make life easier for him and for yourself when you are back home. So I think that is also the second tip I would like to give, that try and share some happy moments with each other on the call or on Skype or on video call. And yes, when the seafarer is back home, I always feel that you must spend some quality time with your wife, your children. Try and organize some small getaway or a short vacation where you can connect back with the family. And try and build the bond more stronger. I feel it's really important that once he's back home, you need to sit and share your experiences with each other and try and build relationships on that. I think it's really important that even though the person is away for 4 months or 5 months, but when he comes home, he needs to fix home. And that takes a bit of adjusting as life on ship is different. When he comes back home, it's different. So being supportive of each other and in being able to understand that it has been those tough 4 or 5 months on board, one needs to connect. And I think the best way to connect is to spend some time together. So that is something also I always tell the seafarers, that when you're back, try and spend as much quality time as you can with your family and be a part of the homemaking process. In the sense, help out in house chores, look into the kids' studies, go out grocery shopping together. So all the best you can do together, that's how the bond will be even more stronger. Even sharing responsibilities when you're back home can be a big binding factor between the couple.
Thank you for listening to our Wellness at Sea podcast. We hope you found it helpful to your understanding of how you can keep well at sea. In our next podcast, How to Cope with Coronavirus, Sailor Society's Wellness at Sea Programme Manager Johan Smith gives some practical advice about how you can look after your body and mind during this difficult time. Don't forget, if you're struggling, Sailor Society is here to help. Talk to one of our chaplains in port, or you can find our contact details on our website, www.sailors-society.org. You can also call your special company helpline, details of which are available in your company Wellness at Sea materials.